And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. As always, I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Hey there, Gerald.
Hello, Jo.
And welcome back, nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. How are we doing?
Zoe.
Oh,
well.
Look. Fighting fish, and I feel very grateful
nice.
For it, I must say. Now, there has been a lot of talk about COVID vaccinations. It feels mm-hmm. like people have lots of questions. When will they arrive? Who'll be first in the immunisation line? Which particular vaccine will we get here? But we're just a few weeks away from the start of the flu season as well. Mm. So along with COVID, the flu is something we're urged to protect ourselves against as well.
Bit tricky, isn't it?
Mm,
a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions, and terrific to have an expert on who might clear up a lot of these misconceptions. I'm a bit over watching people get injected into their arm. Every news bulletin, someone's having a jab. Sometimes they're famous, sometimes not so famous. Mm. I don't
care.
Did
you like Dolly Parton getting her vaccination?
Oh, that was different.
No,
I love Dolly.
Dolly. How can you not? Look what she's done. I mean, she's injected so much money and so much education, and I think that's what it really comes down to.
Sure.
We're confused, and it comes down to educating the
yes.
consumer and filling us with confidence.
Yes,
this is something that we need to do. We need to do it for our community. Yeah. I've got two older parents. I'm not allowed to say elderly, and they definitely wouldn't like that. But, you know, who actually have immune situations that need support. So I will absolutely do that for my community and for them.
But there is confusion too around, well, the flu vaccine, can it be given at the same time
sure.
as COVID, and what's the timing and what's the preference as
mm-hmm.
well if we were to prioritise one
mm-hmm.
over the other? So many questions, and we'll find out more about both of those vaccinations with Dr. Rod Pierce today. Plus, I don't know about you, Zoe, but the older I get, I find my skin is quite sensitive these days.
Yes, I definitely look in the mirror and think, wow, that's not the 20-year-old Zoe anymore, is it?
Don't we start to deteriorate at 30, and I'm 48 now, so, you know.
Yes, well, I think collagen declines from about 20 onwards, unfortunately.
Oh, it's all downhill, but the point is... We're lucky to be alive, and I'm very grateful for it, but you do feel like your skin can't take
yeah.
what it used to take, you know, and we need to be more careful about what we put on our skin and be more concerned, I guess, about being toxic free. So we'll be joined by global makeup guru Clint Dowdell, who will give us some advice on going toxic free and what can help us when we have sensitive or aging skin. And we keep the conversation going for our skin in our A to Z of vitamins. We're going to be delving into Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies, hair, skin, and nails. And as always, give us a call 131 873 with any questions about your health. We're here to help you feel healthier today. But also, if you have any questions about vaccination, whether it's flu or COVID, give us a call 131 873. Next up, we debunk some of the myths around vaccination on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good makeup is all about a flawless finish. Try Nude by Nature from Chemist Warehouse. Their natural mineral cover foundation lets you control the coverage. Simply build from sheer to full coverage for the perfect look, while Nude by Nature translucent loose finishing powders help soften the appearance of fine lines and imperfections for a natural finish. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Nude by Nature Natural Mineral Cover Foundation is $29.99 and Translucent Loose Finishing Powder is $29.99. Also, Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way Adult Gummies, Hair, Skin and Nails for just $15.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and do give us a call 131 873 if you have questions for your health or if you have any questions about flu or COVID vaccination, with all the talk lately about COVID vaccinations across Australia as they roll out, there hasn't been much discussion around the other well-known vaccination for the flu. And while you can catch the flu at any time, it is more likely to happen in the colder months of the year, April to October. So we're heading into flu season to help debunk some of the vaccination myths and mysteries around having both the COVID and flu vax. We're joined now by Immunisation Coalition Chairman, Dr. Rod Pearce. Good morning, Rod.
Yeah, good morning.
Rod, firstly, can you give us a quick explainer about the difference between the COVID and the flu vaccinations?
Apart from the obvious difference that they are looking after protection for different diseases, the COVID vaccines that we're going to use in Australia are giving you protein, they're giving you an injection to make bits of the virus that you then develop a defence against. And what the flu vaccines have done, and these seasons are doing, is we actually have parts of the virus outside that we chop up or we make bits of, and then we give you those bits and you develop an immune response to that.
It's interesting.
Does that help?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yes, that does. It's quite interesting. As a nutritionist, I often get asked, is there anything that we can do to support our body better before we go and get some of these vaccinations? Like, should we be taking zinc? Should we be taking vitamin C? Should we be taking probiotics? Just to mitigate if we do get some of the symptoms that are caused by taking these vaccines, which I'm very much a supporter of both of these vaccines. I think it's very important.
Yeah, it's a good question about being fit. Be as fit as you can, and your immune response is going to be better, and all those things you're suggesting help. And then part of the reason why we get so interested in vaccinating people is some people's illness stops them making defences.
Mm.
So they're the people that we go. So when we talk about people at risk of serious side effects from influenza, we're talking about people who can't mount those responses, and despite being trying to be healthy and keeping fit, they can't. But flu can kill healthy people as well.
Absolutely.
Can kill children. But we're trying to boost immunity because the body's response to the real flu isn't always good enough, and that's why it caused thousands of deaths each year. Mm. Even last year, but normally does.
Mm.
Rod, media, as you know, is always looking for sensational outcomes, and there has been some highlighting this week on a reaction in Queensland to a lady with a history of anaphylaxis who, in fact, had a reaction. It's a question you often get, and I often get, is for people who feel they may be allergic to a vaccine, what reassurances can we give them?
Well, with the COVID ones, we're expecting about a four to five people per million could have a severe reaction. The flu, it's a lot lower. It's less than one, maybe one per 2 million people get a reaction. The other thing we're finding with COVID is that if someone's had a reaction already, like they've got B anaphylaxis or they carry EpiPens, they're more at risk.
Sure.
The anaphylaxis with the flu vaccines is very rare. That's why anyone giving a vaccine will actually have adrenaline with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically rule number one in Australian vaccinology. You don't give anyone a vaccine if you haven't got your adrenaline alongside you.
Yep.
But unfortunately, we don't see it very often. Yeah.
Good. Mm.
So, Rod, should we be having both vaccines, and is there a timing that we need to be aware of around the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine?
Well, the vaccines are made every year because they're responding to what's around. I'm laughing because we didn't have enough last year to really know what circulating flu, but we're making the assumption that the flu that's been around for the last 18 months will be the one that will attack us this winter. So we start to vaccinate as soon as we get to this season's program up and ready, and that usually gets announced in October and the vaccines get made and they roll out about now. So March and April, the vaccines will be coming off the production line, and so we'd expect by mid-April this season's flu vaccines will be ready to go.
But should they be, should we be receiving the vaccination, you know, a certain amount of days apart, or do we know, are they safe to be received at the same time?
Well, it depends which week you ask me. So a couple of weeks ago, we were saying 2 weeks apart, and overseas were saying that they could be given together. A couple of weeks ago in Australia, Otago was saying it's possible to give them a week apart. and they've just gone back to their 2 weeks apart. Now, there's no reason really why we're saying that, except that we haven't actually given them together. We don't know the vaccines because we've got new COVID. And the Australian sort of advice is, as in Australia, we tend to be conservative. And so if we haven't ever given vaccines together, if we don't have combinations that have been tested and tried, we tend to be conservative and separate them by a couple of weeks. So a couple of weeks, because we're being conservative and we just don't know if, as you fight the or develop antibodies for the COVID and you're trying to develop antibodies to the flu, will it actually interact and have less of a response? We don't know. We don't think so. And overseas, they're happy to give them at the same time. So if you had them 2 days apart, then it becomes interesting, not dangerous. And we just don't know. So we're suggesting a couple of weeks apart.
Okay.
I think in a lot of these cases, it's all about normalising the conversation and just saying, so I guess my question to you is, do we think like we have a yearly flu jab, do you think we'll be having a yearly COVID jab? Is this something that a conversation we need to be having with people?
We put that to a panel of experts because we have a yearly meeting. Normally we talk about flu at the beginning of February. This year we're talking about COVID, obviously. And we put it to Australian to experts and the people that talk every day about it. And there were sort of two theories. One is that it would end up being a mild virus because the serious variants will eventually die out because they would have killed everyone or people would have had them and have immunity to them. And we'll just see coronavirus as just one of those interesting viruses that comes around every year like a cold. So that was one theory. The other one is that it'll keep on changing. It'll be enough serious disease around that we'll actually have the vaccine. But because of our technology and the fact that we can alter it easily, we can just change it every year like the flu vaccine. So the answer is yes, but possibly not.
There's so much, and I guess that's what's frustrating. There's so much unknown.
Uncertainty.
We're in very uncertain territory, Rod. Yeah. But how? I guess we have to just sort of take the data as it comes and see
and
it unfold.
Be reassured, Joe. Rod mentioned ATAGI. Now that's the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. We have so many experts looking after you and me, the three of us. We need to be reassured that decisions they make are in our interests.
Yes, absolutely.
Rod, we have got some people on the line asking questions about the vaccinations, both the flu and COVID. We have Alex in Melton. Hi there, Alex. What is your question?
So last year, my family all got the flu vaccination. And I want to know this year whether it's worth getting it because has the actual strain or the liquid in the vaccination changed from last year? Because then if I had it last year, I would be immune. So is it worth getting the vaccination then this year? So that's really my question.
Yeah, sure. So, Rod, do we get the flu vaccine every year or do we remain immune from last year's jab?
We have changed the strains and the vaccine this year. Australia uses four strains as a standard. That's going to be, but they have changed. And so there is a different strain you'll be vaccinated against and there has been some drift in the flu that is around. So, yep, have it this year. It can boost last year if there is the same, but it gives you a wider protection. And they're also won't be widely used in Australia, but we actually have got some new vaccines coming into Australia. So by next year, we'll have slightly more effective vaccines and probably 5 to 10% more effective. It's definitely worth it. Because you get better protection and you keep up with whatever strain is circulating.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
Thank you.
Absolute
Thanks
pleasure.
For your time.
Absolute pleasure.
Good day.
Have a great Sunday and we will have more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Want healthy, shiny hair, radiant skin or stronger nails? Try Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin, Nails. It's your all-in-one beauty Vita Gummy. Support hair, skin, nail health and collagen formation with Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin, Nails from Chemist Warehouse. Nature's Way Hair, Skin and Nails Gummies are $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies, hair, skin and nails for just $15.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We love it when you give us a call, 131 873. Hi there, Laurel in Keysborough. You have a question?
I do. About 6 years ago, I had Guillain-Barre,
yes.
And I was in hospital for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They say it was caused from the flu needle, so I'm not able to have a flu needle now. Will I be able to have the virus needle?
A question,
Laurel. The COVID one, right?
Yes, a question you need to ask your GP directly, because we can be reassured as time goes by, and as Rod mentioned, we're learning more and more and more based on our local experience and our overseas experience. So don't stress about it. When your turn comes, you have that discussion with your GP.
Yes. Well, all the best with that, Laurel.
Yep.
I hope
Thanks,
that
Laurel.
You are able to receive the vaccination. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Michael.
Hello, this is Michael here.
Mm-hmm. How can we help, Michael?
I've got rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
I want to know, can I get the COVID needle?
Certainly at this stage, Michael, it appears absolutely you can. And, your rheumatoid, your RA, may flare up for all sorts of reasons, as you know. But if there is a bit of a tickle with the vaccine, it's a small price to pay for getting the protection against the virus. So line up, have that discussion with your GP as well, who by the time your turn comes and my turn comes, will know a lot more about it.
Marsha in the Central Coast, good morning.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Marsha.
I've got a question for Gerald.
Sure.
Last week he was talking about ubiquinol.
Yes, with Dr. Ross.
Yes, you were talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I've bought that, but my question is, do I take it with the CoQ10 as well?
Well, they're a little different, but they're the same, Marcia. So the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10 is ubiquinol. There's no need to take them together. It's one or the other. Ubiquinol, therefore, is more available for your body to use. Dr. Ross suggested last week 150 milligram each day. Unless you have some cardiovascular issues, then it's 300 milligram.
It's important also. There are, you can't get the level of ubiquinol from food, unfortunately, but it still is important that we do have foods that are high in coenzyme. And this is all your good quality proteins, things like liver and kidney. If you can do those awful, they're just so packed full of good nutrition. A little bit of pate on a cracker won't go too far either.
Yes, I do struggle with awful myself.
Yes, most people do.
I find it quite awful, actually.
Uh-huh.
So Marcia, as Zoe said, it's pretty well impossible. And I forget that Ross mentioned these last week, but massive amounts of food to get a little bit of CoQ10.
Yeah.
So use the ready-to-use form, the ubiquinol, and if you're normally pretty well, 150 milligram, but heart issues or blood pressure issues, 300 a day.
It is most definitely one of our most common questions, ubiquinol. People are very interested and they want to get it right.
Well, we're talking here, Joe, about production of energy at cellular level.
Mm.
And we do think that we can become elite athletes by taking ubiquinol. That's not the case. But it helps maintain the status quo, which is what we want.
Now, I wanted to bring something up that I've been reading about during the last couple of weeks, and it's this controversy around fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because food regulators, I've read, have classed fruit juice as less healthy than diet cola.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Under new guidelines. There's a star rating, of course, on, pretty much everything that we see in our supermarkets, and the food packaging is now focusing more on sugar content. So, therefore, I'm wondering, where do we stand on fruit juice? Mm. Zoe, as a nutritionist.
So, look, I think the thing is people don't understand how the star system actually works. And what it does is it rates foods based on things like the macronutrients, things like fiber and protein and fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds. And then you've got the bad, inverted commas, foods such as your saturated fats. But what happens is if one of those is higher, so for example, when we're comparing something like Diet Coke, which has a processed form of, a pretend form of sugar, if you like, to something like something that's got fructose, which is a natural form of sugar, naturally what happens is that the food that has the fructose is going to come out looking, again, in inverted commas, worse or less healthy as well. But what we've got to realise is we need to look at the micronutrients. And what this is our vitamins and minerals and all the good stuff that we need to help process these types of foods and use these nutrients much more effectively. So I think we still need to be investigators in this process. It's all about quantity, I think, is the other thing also. Again, when it comes to fruit juice, you don't want to be drinking gallons of fruit juice because simply we don't need that level of fructose in our diet. We don't need those nutrients. So, again, I do think we need to work a little bit harder with this star system.
That is so interesting, Zoe. I've not had that broken down to me before, but of course that makes sense. That Diet Cola doesn't have sugar in it because it has all those other chemicals in it instead.
Exactly.
But Zoe, it goes further, doesn't it? And my comment on this, this star rating, I'll use a very technical phrase here. This star rating to me is a monumental cock-up. Because we talk about extra virgin olive oil. Now, that has that's being rated as unhealthy oil, for goodness sake, with all the evidence showing it lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, can be used in cooking at any temperature, and yet it's classed as unhealthy.
Look, I think also what it is, I mean, look, we really do need systems like this because for the average consumer, they don't know how to read the labels and it is very confusing. But what we need is something that looks deeper into the nutritional value, not just some of the basics like, you know, energy density. We need to look at it sort of how can we get our good vitamins and good minerals, because what is, for example, when we look at things like enzymes, they're what actually helps break food down. Now, the more natural a food is, the higher the enzyme content, the easier it is to break those foods down as well. So it's its own special powerhouse. More processed food, unfortunately, you don't have any of that stuff in there as well.
So your professional association, Zoe, will be working hard as the dietitians are working hard to try and put common sense into what has become a political football with lots of lobbying with the consumer in the middle. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I always go down to a really basic approach. Read the ingredient list. If you don't know what it is, don't eat it.
Just
don't put it in your mouth. You know, you should know. We don't go and do that with medication.
What's the ingredient list on an apple?
Well, that's right. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. At the end of the day, have an orange.
That's right.
Well, we do. I mean, the average glass of orange juice will have something like 5 oranges in it, and that's already over the RDI of what we actually need of fruit. But it's still a good way to get nutrients in the diet if you've got, say, a child that won't eat that or an adult who won't eat that.
All right. Well, thank you for breaking
good
that
debate.
Down. Yeah, very interesting. Next on the House of Wellness, finding the right skincare for our sensitive skin, even as we age. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies, hair, skin and nails for just $15.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, skin becomes more sensitive as we age, so finding the best ways to care for it can be tricky. And Zoe, as a nutritionist, you would know we often worry about what we put into our bodies. So, of course, we should worry about what we put on our bodies.
Absolutely.
On our skin. Mm-hmm. So that's why Clint Dowdell is joining us this morning. The Nude by Nature makeup extraordinaire can help us understand how our skin can be enhanced naturally without the nasties. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, we're very well. And I love this term nasties. We don't want it on our skin. But can you tell us why is it important to use natural ingredients?
Look, I think a lot, everyone is sort of looking for better alternatives nowadays, whether we eat healthy, whether we're looking for skincare without all the nasties in there as well. But it's really important to sort of use things that you know you can trust. So when you take out things like parabens, synthetic preservatives, you know, your silicones, all those things that we actually don't need to have in products to make them work well, you start to feel better, your skin starts to look better, and it really does just complete that change that a lot of people are trying to make nowadays with this healthy choices, healthy eating, and feeling good about what you're using on your skin.
Absolutely. I think that's a big part of the ethical process as well in all of this. But I mean, I love that we're having this conversation because I've always been a big advocate of obviously internal, external health. I notice such a difference because I use all natural products. So when I, you know, took out all the cheap chemical products, because when you're young, that's pretty much all you can afford.
Totally.
and started using some of the more natural products, but I definitely have a more mature skin type now. I've got the more wrinkles. Why is it better that we use more natural products on a more mature type skin type?
Well, I think the more mature we get, I think the better choices we should be making. And long gone are the days where natural used to be less effective.
Yes.
We're really, really coming to an age where people are requiring it so much more. But these ingredients now can create beautiful, soft complexions. Mm. They can actually work. They give good coverage. And they're proven to actually make your skin feel better. So I know that, you know, you've made the change, and I certainly have, especially when I started working with Nude by Nature about 12 years ago. And that was really when I was, you know, working in cosmetics for years, and having made that shift Now when I use other products, it feels different. It doesn't, it feels heavier, it feels, you just don't feel or look as good, because if you feel good, you look good. And, you know, knowing that you're choosing products that don't test on animals, that don't use synthetic ingredients, that are really, really good both ethically and performatively, you just... Honestly, it changes the way that you feel about your makeup routine in general.
And, you know, I often wonder, now that there are such great natural products out there, why do they put such things like parabens and sulfates and all those awful things in there? Because, you know, there's so much better options out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I find that my skin is so much more sensitive the older I get. Mm. Do you think that is a thing that happens, Clint, as we age?
Absolutely. Like I used to have a product that I used for years, and then suddenly one day my skin just absolutely responded differently to it. And I think that a lot of people are finding that, you know, we are sort of, our skin becomes more volatile as we get older. Sometimes we just stop being able to tolerate the things that we might have put up with for a full coverage, you know, 24-hour foundation. Now we actually want it to look, feel and behave better for our skin. And I do think that people really are seeing the difference now that we do have these great products that are natural, that do what they say they're going to do on the box. And why they're still using parabens and things? Well, mainly it's because it's cheaper, it's easier. Like when you use natural products, you know, we spend a lot of time formulating really, really incredible formulas that it takes longer, you know, to find without synthetic preservatives, without all those things that are easy to throw in to stabilize the product. We do it really, really painstakingly well with only ingredients that you can feel good about using on your skin.
So, Clint, to wrap up, how do we know which of the products are best for our skin, and what are the benefits of using a powder?
So the Natural Mineral Cover, which is an iconic powder foundation, this is really honestly why Nude by Nature has had so much success, because it works and it's easy. Now, a lot of people think mature skin shouldn't use a powder because it might be more drying. This particular powder honestly has the most beautiful skin finish. It's so easy to use. So most of my customers and most of my clients who I've been able to help with finding their perfect complexion, try the mineral foundation and never look back. They're surprised, they're shocked, because it melts into the skin, sets like a liquid. It's got things like jojoba esters in there as well, and only natural pigments. But you can apply as little or as much to get a medium right through to a full coverage. And it just looks like natural skin. So when you get older, the best way to have a foundation is so that people say, my goodness, your skin looks amazing today. Not, wow, your foundation's really well blended.
Yes.
You know, so finding that perfect product is important. And the Mineral Cover has been that for over 10 years now, where women go back to it again and again and again because it works, it's easy, and on all skin types, and for sensitive skin, for people that, you know, struggling with adult acne, which is a real thing now, or if you've just gotten to a point where you know that you want something that's really good on all those things that we've spoken about, and it just works. It really does.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Clint Dowdell from Nude by Nature. You have a great Sunday, Clint.
Happy Sunday.
Yes. Well, let's get to some calls. Hello, Paula in Glenroy.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning.
Hi, Paula. Janet. How can we help you?
Janet, please, can you suggest something for me? I'm suffering from chilblains every year.
They're annoying, aren't they?
For the last 4 years.
Yep.
Chilblains are awful.
To the point that they bleed.
Oh, dear. Look, there's a few things, Paula. There are two suggestions I've got, but I think you should also have your feet checked out by your local podiatrist, who are experts in lower leg stuff. Vitamin D, vitamin D3 capsules, Paula, have three per day and start now, and keep on hand arnica cream, which drives circulation into areas where chilblains commence, and use that regularly as your massage cream on your feet. We'll get someone to massage it for you.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, all the best with that, Paula. And we do hear you. It's a very painful thing, chilblains. We're going to have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good makeup is all about a flawless finish. Try Nude by Nature from Chemist Warehouse. Their natural mineral cover foundation lets you control the coverage. Simply build from sheer to full coverage for the perfect look. While Nude by by nature translucent loose finishing powders help soften the appearance of fine lines and imperfections for a natural finish. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Nude by Nature Natural Mineral Cover Foundation is $29.99 and translucent loose finishing powder is also $29.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies, hair, skin and nails for just $15.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yes, welcome back to the House of Wellness. We do love it when you give us a call, 131 873. Good morning, Jeff in Doncaster.
Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. How can we help?
I hope you can help me. I'm due to have a colonoscopy on Tuesday.
Yes.
I was to stop taking blood thinning tablets 3 days beforehand.
Yes.
Unfortunately, yesterday, through force of habit,
yes,
I took my blood thinners.
Yes.
Which means I'm a day short.
Short.
Is that going to...
No, it shouldn't be a problem, Jeff. What was the name? Which one? Is it one of the newer ones or the old-fashioned? Which one?
Eliquis.
Look, I'm sure you'll be okay, but for reassurance, it's worth giving them a call and making absolutely certain. I don't think there'll be a problem, but it's up to the radiology people that really are making the final decision. So give them a call. Don't worry about it. Just give them a call.
Mm. But good on you for staying on top of that very important test.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. One of your favourites, I know.
I am. I'm a regular at the colonoscopy clinic. What can I say?
Okay.
So all the best with that, Jeff. Hey, time for A to Z of Vitamins, and this time we're looking for something that will give us lovely, healthy hair, skin and nails.
There are certain things we need, Joe and Zoe, as you know, and things like vitamin C and zinc and biotin and vitamin E. And one option that has arrived on the arena in this space is a chewable form. And it's just a different way of supporting hair, skin and nails in a chewable form. So a little bit more convenient, especially so many things don't taste nice, so many things are big and you've got to try and swallow them. Here's an option.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin, Nails to help maintain healthy hair, radiant skin and strengthen nails. Let's take another call. Good morning, Kurt in Muralbark.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning, everyone.
It's your question.
Morning.
You were talking about oils.
Yes, and, I raised that, Kurt, yeah, because I get pumped up about it, yeah.
Well, there was a show I was watching, and in the UK they have an oil called rapeseed oil.
Yes, yes.
And is that available here, do you know?
Well, it's pretty tricky because it's really canola in disguise.
Mm,
and
exactly.
What are your thoughts, Zoe? Because I'm not into genetically modified oils at all.
I think there's that component, but also there's something called the flash point or the heating point of an oil. And the reason why we say things like brown rice oil and rapeseed oil and canola oil is because they've got a high burning point, but they're not nutritionally the best thing. So extra virgin olive oil is amazing. It's not only got a good burning point or a heat point,
it's
but it's
not
also
affected,
got a,
is it?
No, but it's got a massive amount of antioxidants, and it's these antioxidants that stop the conversion into what we call the good fats into the trans fats, or you know, the hydrogenated fats, which unfortunately is in a lot of these vegetable oils as well.
Yes.
So stick with, I think, virgin coconut oil or extra virgin olive oil, and Australian, please. Don't go anywhere else.
Latrobe
so
University
good.
Here in Melbourne, Kurt, have enormous research facilities backing up the benefits of extra virgin olive oil in cardiovascular health, so don't be tricked by clever marketing.
There are so many oils too. When you go to the supermarket,
I
find it so confusing. There's rice bran, there's so many, sunflower, there's all of that.
So olive oil is, you know, not so much in Australia, but it's quite a corrupt industry because often what they do is they blend them with other oils. So this is why we need to always support the Australian industry. And there is just so much good nutrition in olive oil and virgin coconut oil. So I think just stick with those ones. And they taste great.
They do.
They taste so good.
Thanks for your call, Kurt. We have time for one more. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I've been trying to get onto you before and think I'll try next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has a reaction to vitamin C. Her stomach bloats and becomes very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something she could take in place of that? Because vitamin C is so important for general health.
Yes, it is. And look, in its natural forms, Judith, just stick to the healthy stuff that Zoe talks about every week. Because there is so much, we underestimate the value of food. And it you don't have to take a supplement when there are so many things that you can do.
To give you an example, one kiwi fruit has almost 100% of our recommended daily intake of vitamin C.
Really?
So, and red capsicum is brilliant. So it's not just if kids don't like, you know, a lot of them sometimes don't like citrus, can be a bit bitter. It's not necessarily always consistent in the flavour they like. Kiwi fruit's always sweet. Capsicum, you can put it into a salad. You can blend it. There's so many ways to eat it.
Kiwi fruit, I did not know. Good on you.
The kids love them.
Good on you, kiwi fruit. Thank you so much to all of our callers. If you were not able to get through, do head to houseofwellness.com.au. There's the Ask tab there. We will be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies, hair, skin and nails for just $15.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, that is about all we have time for on the House of Wellness this week.
Busy show.
Lovely to hang with you, Zoe and Gerald. Make sure you check out House of Wellness TV today at midday, and it's also with us on Channel 7 on Friday at 2 p.m. You've got two chances to check it out. Zoe, I've got a quick question for you. I'm heading to the Green Grocers now. What is in season at the moment, fruit-wise?
Okay, so this, obviously we're getting more into our citruses and the apples and things like that. But I think if you don't know what's in season, you'd be surprised. Have a little chat to your greengrocer because there's so many great things. Artichoke, asparagus.
Oh, yum.
I've got a great asparagus recipe. Bung it in the oven with a little bit of salt and pepper, olive oil and a little bit of butter. Roast it and the last minute throw some nuts in. Crisp those nuts up and then just serve that lunch.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing that today.
So simple.
I am going to do that today. Thank you so much. Gerald, great to see you again.
Good on you, Joe. See you next week.
Yes, have a great week. As always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you next week.